This Friday marks the birthday of Elvis Presley. He would have been 75 years old.
But the iconic rock and roller lives on in the form of tribute acts and impersonators. Chuck's out and about with the next best thing to the King.
His stage show is a tribute to the King of Rock and Roll.
There's a certain style he had when he sang that nobody else had at the time, and I try to copy that exactly.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
His audience comes to hear and see Elvis.
I think it's mainly the music. The music, the jumpsuits don't hurt.
It was 10 years ago when Brad Crum segued an already active musical career into a full-time Elvis program. Brad's voice, as he was told by many, was a natural fit.
Thank you very much.
The wardrobe and the classic Elvis moves evolved as the act matured. Usually, he works solo, backed by track music. For bigger venues, Brad fronts his tribute band, complete with backup singers. And even at 61 years old, Brad sees no age limit to his act, as long as he maintains the voice and the moves.
When you get down in the karate move that he did, where it looks like he's doing a split, you should be able to get back up again. That's real handy.
His wife, Carol, could be called the Colonel Parker of the tribute show, handling bookings, publicity, and some backup singing. She says even in private life, the Elvis mystique is never far away.
People will stare because they're not sure if he just wants to look like Elvis or if he's an impersonator.
Brad says at the end of a solid performance, the hard part is leaving Elvis behind.
I know a lot of guys don't do that, and I have to, lots of times, do a reality check. I'm not Elvis.
But hey, maybe I am.
1, 2, 3.
Then again, maybe not. Out and about in Upper Dauphin County, where the King lives on, I'm Chuck Rhodes for ABC 27 News.
Okay. Brad Crum brings his Elvis act to Harrisburg's Whitaker Center this Friday night at 8 to coincide with the King's birthday. Tickets range from $15 to $28.